Well, we are so happy to see everyone here.
我们很高兴能够看到各位在这里。
We can come to really worship our God together.
我们能够在一起，能够来一起敬拜我们的神。
Also, we really want to the Lord open up His words to our hearts.
我们祈求神能真正向他把他的话语向我们的心解开。
All these months, I came to the Lord and really have this burden from Him.
在过去的几个月，我来到主的面前，我真的心里有这样的一个负担。
We are not just come to do some Bible study.
我们来这边并不是来学光光，仅是学习圣经的知识。
I pray the Lord really give us a thirsty heart.
我祈求神能够真的给我们一个饥渴的心。
That we want to know God so that we can do His will.
我们想要认识神，我们能够行出他的旨意。
Today we want to come to another person, which was a very important Bible teacher in the Old Testament.
所以我们今天又来看到在旧约里头是一个非常重要的一个圣经的这个文士教师。
And because of him, we have our Bible.
因为他我们有今天我们所看到的圣经。
Because in the Old Testament, there are one section is called history.
因为在旧约当中有一个部分是叫做历史书。
First and Second King.
列王记上下
First and Second Chronicles
历代志上下
And now we have this book of Ezra
那我们看到以斯拉记
Who is the author?
他就是这些书的作者
He is the author
他就是这些历史书的作者
He composed all the history God has done on the Jewish people
他把这个神在以色列所行的这一段历史都把它写在书中。
It's not just for history's sake.
这不是并不光光仅是为了历史。
It's for our sake.
而且是为着我们的缘故。
Because whatever the Israel went through during the history.
因为不管以色列人他们在历史上所经历的那些事情。
Is the path we have to learn the lesson.
也是我们今天所要经历我们所要学习的这些教训。
So Ezra did a great favor for us in a sense.
所以以斯拉对我们有很大的帮助。
He composed all these precious lessons what Israel has learned. Now these lessons is in the Bible for us.
他把以色列人所经历的这些宝贵的教训，他记录下来在这本在这历史书当让我们学习。
And in this short book of Ezra.
在以斯拉记，这是一本短短的书。
Altogether ten chapters.
总共只有十章。
It can be divided into two parts.
你可以把它分成两个段落。
From chapter 1 to chapter 6, we cover in the past. I use four messages to cover it.
从第一章到第六章，我过去用了四个信息的时间我分享。
The leadership at that time was Zerubbabel.
在那时候的领袖是叫做所罗巴伯。
God used him to lead the second exodus out of Babylon back to the homeland, Jerusalem, to rebuild the temple.
神用他把第二次从巴比伦回归耶路撒冷重建圣殿的人带回耶路撒冷。
So in those four messages, I try to show you the precious lesson we have to learn.
所以在前面那四个信息我跟大家分享这当中我们所能够学习到的宝贵的教训
Why God destroyed the old temple?
为什么神要摧毁了那旧的圣殿
Why God exiled all these Jewish people into Babylon?
为什么神把这些犹太人放逐到巴比伦去
And then why God brought them back to Jerusalem and start over all over again?
而且为什么神又把他们从巴比伦带回到右上重新开始
All precious to us
这都对我们来说都非常宝贵
Okay Today from chapter 7 on
所以今天从第七章开始
We change the story now
我们这故事就稍微有点变换
in between chapter 6 and chapter 7, there are a gap.
在第六章跟第七章中间，这隔了一段时间。
It's about 60 years.
大约有60年的时间。
In other words, from the finishing of the second temple until now in chapter 7, 60 years pass.
换句话说，第二次圣殿建造完以后，到现在第七章开始，经过六十年。
There were four different kings of Persia.
在这段期间经过了四个波斯王。
At the first stage, the first six chapters was under the king of Cyrus.
在第四前四章是
six.
前六章他是讲到这个胡列王。
From now on, is another king called Artaxerxes.
现在我们讲到的是亚哈水鲁王。
亚达薛西王。
亚达薛西。
That's from chapter 7 on. And what happened in those 60 years, the gap year?
那在这60年当中 这段时间发生什么事情呢？
That 60 years has a little book. It's called Book of Esther.
在这60年当中发生了是有一本书记录，就是以斯帖记。
Queen, a beautiful queen, her name was Esther.
有个美丽的王后，她的名字叫做以斯帖。
And then at that time, the king was called Ahasuerus.
所以在那时候，那个王的名字叫亚哈水鲁。
And if you want to know more about this lovely story, you go to that book and study it. It was a beautiful story.
如果你们想要看看这一段故事，你们就可以看《以斯帖记》，是一个很美丽的故事。
Because of her,
因着以斯帖
，God delivered the Jewish people from annihilation.
所以因着以斯帖的缘故，神呢就让以色列人不至灭亡。
At that time, Satan tried to destroy the whole race.
在那时候，撒旦想要毁掉所有的以色列
族。Through a scheme, really put a trap so that all these Israels will be wiped out.
在那时候，撒旦设计了计谋，就经过这个计谋，所有的以色列人都有可能被灭亡。
But through this little sister, Esther, she was faithful to God.
但是借着这位对神忠实的仆人以斯帖
，She laid on her life. She said, "If I die, die."
他宁可放下自己的生命，他说如果我死那就死了。
I'm willing to be used by God to deliver my people.
我愿意被神使用来拯救我的子民。
So that was what happened during those 60 years.
所以这就是在那60年当中所发生的事情。
However, if you read that chapter, the first chapter of Esther, you will find the luxurious life of that king.
但是你如果读《以斯帖记》第一章，你就发现那时候的王他过着一个非常奢华的日子。
He gave a banquet.
他宴客。
You know how many days?
你知道宴客了多少天吗？
A king gave a banquet.
那时候王给了这个他们大宴宾客。
Anyone knows? 180 days.
180天。
Can you imagine you give a party 180 days? Everybody come, enjoy, drink, eat.
你可以想象你们现在开一个宴会开了180天，大家来这边吃喝吗？
The wine cup made of gold.
那酒杯是用金子做的。
The bed the king sleep was made of gold.
那个王睡的床也是用金子做的。
The floor all marbles.
这个地板都是大理石。
Curtain silk.
所有的窗帘都是丝绸。
Very luxurious.
非常的奢华。
Where the money comes from?
但是钱从哪里来呢？
Guess.
你们猜猜看。
Of course, from people.
当然是从人民来的。
He taxed them.
他课税。
Okay. That's the background of the society.
这就是那时候社会的这个背景。
Then we'll read chapter 7.
然后我们一起来读第七章。
I want you to look into this chapter Because in here, in chapter 7, it's a decree.
我想要大家看这第七章，是因为这在第七章有一个有一个律例。
圣旨。
圣旨。
Decree by this king, the current king, is called Artaxerxes.
这个现在的王亚达薛西他下了一个圣旨。
This is in the early year of his reign.
这是在他当王的那早年的时候。
He faced problems.
他面临这些困难。
Bible didn't tell us exactly what kind of problem he faced.
圣经里头没有讲到这个王他碰到什么样的困难。
But in this decree, you can feel it.
但在这个圣旨当中你可以稍微感觉到
If you study carefully what he said
如果你仔细的看他写的
You will find out let's try it
你就会发现让我们来看看
I want you to see from verse we will see from verse to verse 1 to verse 5 it's a genealogy
我们看到第一到第五节是讲到他的家谱
Whose genealogy?
谁的家谱
Ezra's
是以斯拉的家谱
and shows us where is family coming from
他跟我们看到 他的家他的祖先从哪里来
you will find by the end of verse 5
我们看第五节后段
because this whole genealogy traced back all the way back to Aaron who is Aaron
他这个家谱一直追溯到亚伦
Who is he?
谁是亚伦?
Brother of Moses.
是摩西的弟兄。
And then, what's his position?
他的地位是什么呢?
High priest, right?
他是那时候的大祭司。
So, you know this system of high priest, from Aaron downward, who carry the burden of serving God as a nation?
所以我们知道从亚伦以下是谁有这个来侍奉神的这个使命呢
All the responsibility rests on one person
这所有的这个使命都是在一个人的身上
High priest
就是那大祭司
And then all other priests serve under his leadership
那其他的祭司呢就在这大祭司的管辖底下
Okay So now We know this inheritanceIt's all the way from, for how long? From Aaron till now, where the author is, how many years passed?
所以从亚伦一直到以斯拉这个时候，到底经过多少年呢？
Any idea? 1500 years passed.
大概有1500年。
So many, many generations.
所以经过了许许多多代。
Through all different periods of history,Their family always took the position as a high priest to lead the whole nation serve God.
经过了许多世代，他的家庭总是他们都是一直拥有这个大祭司来侍奉神的这个身份。
So Ezra is the descendants of this bloodline.
所以以斯拉就是这个家的继承的这个家谱的人。
What was his position?
他的身份是什么呢？
Can he be a priest?
他可不可以成为一个祭司吗?
Of course, he has this title.
当然他有这个头衔。
But where was he at the time?
但那时候他在做什么呢?
You will find in this chapter, he was in Babylon.
我们知道他那时候他正在巴比伦。
He was a scribe.
他是个文士。
He has a very good sound foundation on the word of God.
他对神的话有非常深的认识。
And I believe, the king at that time was a good friend of him.
而且我相信那时候的王跟他是好朋友。
So this decree was issued on one hand to the Jewish people and the ruler.The governors of that area.
所以这个圣旨呢，一方面它是给所有的以色列人，还有那时候统管以色列的这些省长。
But also specifically to Ezra.
而且特别是给以斯拉的。
So this is a very important document. Put it here.
所以这是一个非常重要的记录在这里。
And let's read verse 23 to 25.
我们一起来读从23到25节。
I will ask the English to follow the text, and I will ask my brother read the Chinese from verse 23 to 25.
好，我们用中文来读从23到25节，然后英文呢，我们就跟着看。
And I want you to find out what was the problem the king were facing.
然后我想要大家看看能不能知道那时候的王他面对了什么样的问题。
Okay, let's try to find out.
那我们来看看我们能不能发现。好，23节，请。凡天上之神所吩咐的，当为天上神的殿详细办理。为何使愤怒临到王和王众子的国呢？我又晓谕你们，至于祭司、立位人、歌唱的、守门的和尼提林，并在神殿当差的人，不可叫他们进贡、交课、纳税。以斯拉啊，要照着你神赐你的智慧，将所有明白你神律法的人立为士师、审判官，治理河西的百姓，使他们教训一切不明白神律法的人。
OK, from these few verses, this is in the king's decree.
所以从这一段经文，因为它是在圣旨里头。
Can you get a feeling what the king was facing at that time? What was his problem?
所以你们可不可以稍微体会到那时候的王他到正面临什么样的问题呢？
Blessing from God or curse from God?
是从神来的祝福还是从神来的咒诅呢？
Which one? Curse. How can you find? How can you sense that curse?
你怎么能够体会到那时候是受到神的咒诅呢？
The text says very clearlyWhy should there be wrath against the realm of the king and of his sons?
哦，这个经文非常的清楚。
就这一句。
哦，凡天上之神所吩咐的，当为天。
不是，不可叫他们进。
不可叫他。
不是。为何使愤怒临到王和王的
众
子
的国
呢？ Yes. So, the king has a problem.
那时候王他面临这个问题。
He felt he and his sons are under a curse.
他感觉到他跟他的儿子们都面临了神的咒诅。
But we don't know what kind of curse he was facing.
但是我们不知道他那时候受到什么样的咒诅。
Maybe sickness?
也许是生病。
Or maybe some kind of defect in their family.
也许他的家庭里头有一些问题。
So he felt the curse from God.
所以他觉得他面临神的咒诅。
And then he issued this decree.
然后他就下了这道圣旨。
Go back, Ezra.
他叫以斯拉回去。
Tell the governors, don't tax them.
跟那边的省长讲，叫他们不要向以色列人征税。
Let the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, and the slaves of the servant of the temple, let all these people have a good life.
让祭司、立位人、歌唱守门跟尼提林，让他们都能够过着好日子。
For a purpose.
为了一个原因。
What's the purpose?
是什么原因呢？
So that they can learn the law of God.
他们能够学习神的律法
，so that they can serve your God.
然后他们能够侍奉你们的神。
And if your God is pleased, then I will be happy king.
如果你们的神高兴了，那我就会是个高兴的王。
If your God is mad at me, then my kingdom is ruined.
如果你的神对我愤怒，那我的王国就完蛋了。
Understand that?So that was the historical background.
这就是那时候的时代背景。
So we know during those 60 years,
我们知道在那60年当中
after the temple was finished,
在圣殿重建了以后
it was a glorious moment for the exile Israels.
对那些被放逐的以色列人，这是非常大的一件事情。
However, although they have about 50,000 people went back,and spent 20 years build the second temple.
我们知道那时候有50,000人回归，然后他们建了这个圣殿。
overcome all the obstacles and they prevail by God's grace.
他们借着神的恩典，他们克服所有的困难，然后他们成功。
But they face a severe tax system.
他们面临着非常重的课税。
Because the king lived a very luxurious life.
因为那时候的王过着一个非常奢华的日子。
People labor these people just under heavy tax.
这些人呢，他们都在极重的课税底下。
So,It doesn't matter who you are, you are a priest, you are whatever the people in Jerusalem, they have all pay tax.
因为那时候耶路撒冷不管你是什么样的人，你都要付税。
So, if you are priests or singers or whoever you are serving in the temple, under this heavy burden, how can you make a living?
不管你是祭司歌唱你或者你在圣殿服侍的不管怎么样你要在这么严重的课税底下你怎么样过日子呢
So they have to work.
所以他们必须要很辛苦的工作
They have to carry a job to sustain their livelihood.
所以他们必须在圣殿之外还要找到工作来支持他们自己的生活
Why?
为什么呢
Because people are all poor, all under severe tax. No one can afford to payTithe to temple.
那时候人因为在这么严重的赋税底下，他们也没办法向圣殿来捐出他们所应捐的这些。
Because if you go to the Pentateuch and you will see when God designed the whole system, the Israelites will work and they pay tithe.
我们知道在摩西五经里头，我们讲到。那时候以色列人他们是应该工作而且他们要能够把他们的工作所得能够捐出来给这些祭司们
And these tithe belongs to God
这些所捐的钱是属于神的
And be used for the temple service
而且是为了做圣殿的各样的工作来用的
So people when they come they can really have full service provided
所以他们当人们来到圣殿的时候他们可以有各样的侍奉
But now this whole system destroyed because of the Babylon captivity
但是现在这整个系统都被摧毁因为他们被巴比伦所掳掠
Everything start again
所以他们重新开始这一切
But this is under a Gentile king
但这又是在一个外邦人的国王底下
Gentile king out of his generosity let my people go to build the temple but he didn't provide the afterwards the follow up the whole system never really built up
这外邦的神因为一时的慷慨他让这些人回归到耶路撒冷重建了圣殿但是他并没有再给他们后续的资源
So you will see the hardware the temple was built
所以你们看到这个硬体呢这个圣殿是被建立了
But the software never really established.
但这个软体一直没有被建立。
People cannot learn the word of God.
人们没办法学习神的话语。
Why?
为什么呢
Because the servants are not there.
因为那时候神的仆人都不在那。
They have hard labor in the field.
他们必须在田里辛勤的工作。
They have to earn a living for themselves.
他们必须为自己的生活来担忧。
So no one really teach the word of God to the Jewish people.
所以在那边那时候也没有人真正的向以色列人来宣讲神的话。
They cannot serve God properly.
他们没办法好好的侍奉神。
So they have huge spiritual problem.
所以他们在属灵的实际上有很大的问题。
So there is a curse.
所以那时候这个王就面临了一个咒诅。
So during those 60 years, you will find the Persia kingdom on one hand live a luxurious life, but on the other hand,God's curse is under him.
所以在这60年当中虽然波斯王他过了奢华日子可是我们也看到神的咒诅也在他们身上。
Now, suddenly they realize they have to make God happy.
然后现在这个王他就了解到他必须要先取悦神。
How to let it happen?
这怎么样让神喜悦呢?
I believe this king studied the history.
我相信这位王呢，他就研究了这个历史。
He found out how the King Cyrus was blessed.
他发现到这个塞鲁斯王他怎么样受到神的祝福。
古列王
。
So he tried to learn from his forefather.
所以他从他的祖先来学习。
Now he said, "Go back, Ezra, start again."
他就叫以斯拉回去，他说你再重新开始。
And tell those governors, "Don't make any tax on these people who are serving God."
将那些跟那些省长讲，不要对这些侍奉神的人课税。
So that you will learn the Bible.
所以你们可以学习圣经。
You can teach the Bible to the people.
你可以教导那些人民圣经。
So people can live according to the principle of God.
所以人们可以照着神的指示来过活。
People can serve God intelligently.
人们可以用智慧来侍奉神。
That's the chapters from 7 all the way to chapter 10. That's what the whole thing was about.
这就是从第七章到第十章所讲的事情。
Okay. Since we are talking about this area, God's house.
既然我们在讲到神的家，
On one hand, we say God provides.
一方面说，我们虽然知道神他是供给。
People work, people earn a living, God bless you.
人们工作，他们赚了他们的所得，然后神祝福你。
And God says you have to tithe because that portion money belongs to God.
那神讲到你必须要奉献，因为这是属于神的。
Tithe.
你必须要
十一奉献。
十一奉献。
Without this, the house of God cannot function.
如果没有这个奉献，神的殿就没办法来经营。
Because this tithe portion is not your money.
因为这十一奉献并不是你的钱。
It's God's money.
这是神的钱。
Should belong to God. You have to offer that to God.
你必须要奉献给神。
And in God's house, those priests will depend on these tithing and those sacrifices.
在神的殿里，这些侍奉神人，他们就是靠着这些奉献。
Because they don't have any secular jobs.
因为他们并没有这个属世的这些工作。
They are totally divided to prayer and service.
他们是完全奉献在祈祷跟侍奉。
However, if the tithe is not there, people don't make offering.
但是如果这个十一奉献没有实现的话，
How can these priests function?
这些祭司他们怎么样能够做他们的工呢？
They cannot, they have to work.
他们没办法，他们必须还是找其他的工作。
Nowadays, I travel to China for about almost 15 years.
到现在为止，我到中国大陆，我去传道大概已经有15年。
I look at the blessing they receive from God during those 20 years.
在过去20年当中，我看到中国的人他们受到神的祝福。
Many, many come to the Lord.
很多人来到神的面前。
One party leader told me that now Christian population is bigger than the Communist Party membership.
有一个党的领导人跟我讲说，现在基督徒比共产党员更多。
That make him very nervous.
这让他非常紧张。
The point is, although there are so many Christians in China,
所以虽然现在在中国有这么多的基督徒，
but very few workers,
但是很少侍奉神的人。
And many churches I visited,
很多教会我去那边，
those full-time workers,
那些全职侍奉的人，
on one hand, they have to take care of the church. Church may small with 20-30 people, big 2-3,000.
一方面来讲，他们必须侍奉他的教会，小的二三十人，大有两三千人。
But they have not enough offering to make a living.
但是他们所得的奉献不够，他们维持他们的生活。
Many they have to work.
他们许多人都必须还是找其他的工作。
Be a farmer, most of them.
大多数人他们是种田
or do some other things,
或者是他们做其他的工作。
So today the crisis in house church in China,
所以今天在大陆家庭教会的危机
is not from outside,
并不是从外面来，
is within,
而是从内部。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Christian doesn't do their duty.
因为基督徒他们没有尽他们的义务。
They don't take care their workers.
他们没有照顾他们的这些为他们工作的这些人。
Oh, they say, oh, God will take care of you.
他们说，哦，神会照顾你们。
Yes, God will take care of you. That's true.
是的，神会照顾这些人。
But through whom?
但是借着谁呢？
Through angels?
是借着天使吗？
No. Through brothers and sisters.
是借着弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters, if you don't make offering, how can these people live?
那弟兄姐妹，你们如果不奉献的话，这些人怎么维持他们生活？
That's why very few people willing to make their life available for God to use. So there are so many Christians, but very, very few workers.
这就是为什么那么少的人他们愿意全时为神工作，因为很多基督徒，但是他们很少愿意出来为神工作。
Because these young people look, hey, if I come and work serving God, how can I live? How can I eat?
但这些年轻人他们想到，如果我来侍奉神，那我怎么样维持我的生活呢？
How can I feed my family?
我怎么样维持我家人？
Oh, God will take care of you.
哦，你说神会支持，会照顾你。
Yes, God will take care of you. True.
是的，神会真正的照顾你。
Through you.
借着你们。
Through your hands.
借着你的手。
So don't be too spiritual.
所以在这方面我们不要太属灵。
That you forget something very practical.
所以你忘掉这个非常实际的事情。
If you want to see God's church prosperous,
如果你愿意看到神的教会兴旺，
you need good Christian workers.
所以你需要好的基督徒的工人。
How can you have more young people come into this field and serve?
我们怎么样让更多年轻人来到这个工厂来服侍呢？
Brothers and sisters, you have a duty.
弟兄姐妹，你们有个义务。
You have to.Create an environment so that people, when they come and serve, they don't have to worry about their daily living.
我们必须要创造一个环境，当有人愿意来为主工作的时候，他们不用为他们的生活来忧愁。
I serve in this church.
我在这个教会侍奉。
I thank God. God has provided my family without worry about where's my next meal.
我感谢主，他照顾了我的家，让我不用为下一餐在哪里来忧愁。
Because God has used you, some of you, remember the God's workers' daily living.
因为神借着一些弟兄姐妹来记得我们为神工作人的需要。
But don't make this message as an impression that I'm begging for money. I don't need money.
但是大家不要误会，就是说这个信息是为了要向各位求你们捐钱给我。
No,
那我不需要
钱。I'd rather die to beg for money.
我宁可死，我不愿意向各位求你们捐钱。
But one thing very important, everyone has a duty in God's house.
但是有一件事非常非常清楚，就是大家在神的家中都有一个义务。
Don't rob God's money.
不要欺瞒了神的钱。
Because that tithe is not yours.
因为那十一的奉献不是你的。
That is God's money.
那是神的钱。
God will use it.
神要使用这个钱。
So don't withhold the blessing God gave it to you.
所以不要紧紧地抓住神给你的祝福。
That's the way church will get blessed.
这就是教会能够得到祝福的。
That's the way the country, the society will get blessed.
这就是这个整个社会，这整个国家怎么样能够得到祝福的方法？
Why this country was so blessed in these 200 some years?
为什么这个国家在过去200多年得到这么大的祝福呢？
Because people fear God.
因为人敬畏神。
Their system has a building a system so that these people who are serving, they don't have to worry about tax.
他们有一个系统，就是在这个制度底下为神工作人，他们不需要付税。
When brothers and sisters tithe, their tithing can be deducted from the tax.
当弟兄姐妹们你们奉献的时候，你们的奉献可以减税。
That's the blessing why this country get blessed from God.
这就是为什么这个国家他能够得到神的祝福。
Because they pay respect to God.
因为他们向神献上他们的敬拜。
But now we all forget.
但现在我们都忘掉。
Because this has already become a tradition. We never really think through the whole reason.
因为这个变成了一个传统，我们很少真正的好好的想这个事情。
So, we pray for the churches in China.
所以我们为大陆的教会祷告。
Think about all these practical issues.
我们想想这许许多多这种非常实际的需要。
How to create more God's worker in China?
我们怎么样能够找到更多在大陆工厂工作的工人？
If the system cannot be provided,
如果我们没有一个这个好的制度，
then how can you encourage?More young people willing to come out to serve.
我们怎么样能够鼓励更多的年轻人来出来侍奉神？
Everybody is so reluctant.
每个人都非常的不愿意。
Because everybody will count, how can I make a living?
每个人他都会数算我怎么样维持我的生活。
So think, on one hand very spiritual, on the other hand be very practical.
所以我们在一方面我们非常属灵的，另一方面我们又要注意实际的事情。
This is what they have problem in these 60 years.
所以这就是在他们这60年当中他们所面临的问题。
These servants of God, it doesn't matter you are priests or Levites or singers or gatekeepers or servants in the temple, they are all under heavy duty.
这些人他不管是祭司、立位人、歌唱、守门的，他们都是在非常严重的赋税底下。
Suddenly this king dawned on him. He said, Whoa, I cannot do that.
突然呢，这个王他就恍然大悟，我不能这么做。
He changed policy.
他就把他的政策改。
So that these people can survive.
所以这些人他们能够维生。
So now Ezra led another bunch of people come out from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
所以以斯拉又带了另外一批人从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
So if you look the scripture,
所以你们看这个经文
，verse 8，
第八节。
And he came to Jerusalem in fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king.
王第七年五月，以斯拉到了耶路撒冷。
They traveled 5 months.
他们旅行了五个月。
Because when they left was January. Now the May, they arrived.
他们离开的时候是正月，他们到达的时候已经是五月。
So all these exodus takes long time to walk all the way, travel through all dangers.
所以这些被放逐人，他们经过了许许多的困难。
They finally came to Jerusalem.
他们总算来到了耶路撒冷。
What do they do?
他们做什么呢？
Verse 9 and 10. Let English read together, verse 9 to 10.
好，我们
and Chinese will follow.
我们用英文读第九跟第十节，然后再用中文读。
中文不读了。
中文就跟着看。
For on the first of the first month, he began to go up from Babylon, and on the first of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem, because the good hand of the God upon him. For Ezra has set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to practice it, and to teach his status and ordinances in Israel. So you will see, after they came back,
所以你看到在他们回归以后，
They do a very important thing.
他们做一件非常重要的事情。
Verse 10. Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord.
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法。
Set his heart.
他定制。
That is the key.
这就是这个关键。
Remember, there is another young man has the same attitude.
你们记不记得另外有个年轻人他有同样的这种态度。
He's a little bit older than Ezra.
他比以斯拉稍微老一点，年纪大一点。
About 100 years ago.
哦，大约 在一百多年以前。
Who is he? Who was he?
是谁呢？
Daniel.
哦，就是但以理。
Daniel and his friends.
Daniel
When they were young, they were captivated to Babylon.
但以理跟他的朋友在他们还年轻的时候，他们被掳掠到巴比伦。
And there were few elites picked by king to the palace.
所以有几个比较杰出的年轻人就被选拔到宫廷当中。
They can have a luxurious life.
他们可以过着非常奢华的日子。
Privileged education.
他们可以过着有很好的教育。
What did they do?
他们做什么呢？
What did Daniel do?
但以理做了什么事情？
Daniel 1, chapter 1, verse 8.
但以理第一章第八节。
Daniel purpose in his heart.
但以理立志。
Right? And if you came previous few weeks on Tuesday night, I spoke on Ezekiel.
如果你记得的话，在过去几个礼拜二，我讲到以西结书。
If you remember in chapter 40 in Ezekiel，
如果你记得的话，在第40章以西结书里头
，When God showed vision to Ezekiel，
当神把这异象给以西结的时候
，God said to him，
神跟他讲
，Set your heart upon all that I show you，
用你的心来看我所指示你的。
You have to use your eyes。
你要用眼看
，look carefully，
要很仔细的看。
Use your ears, listen all I said to you。
用耳听我所指示你的。
And then set your heart upon all I show you。
然后立志来做我所要指示你的事情。
Daniel, Ezekiel, and here Ezra, they all share one point, the same。
所以但以理、以西结跟以斯拉，他们都同样的有这个共同的点。
What is it?
是什么呢？
Heart.
他们的心。
Everything between God and man hinges on one thing. That's the heart.
所有神跟人之间的关键就在心。
That's why Proverbs says, "Keep your heart." Solomon said to his son.
所以所罗门跟他的儿子在箴言里头就讲到。
Because all your life hinges on this point.
所以你一生的果效都在这个关键。
If you don't have a heart, forget it.
如果你没有这个心，你就可以你就白忙一场。
Right. If you have a heart,
如果你有这个心
，like here, he set his mind. He has set his heart.
在这边他立志。
He two things he will do.
他要做两件事情。
First, study the word.
他第一个他就是要他要查考神的话语。
Second, practice, to practice it.
第二就是遵行。
And then he will teach.
然后他再来教导。
So that's the three things in our heart you have to set.
所以这是我们在心里我们所立志要做的三件事情。
If you and I want to be used by God as a vessel to do His job, His will,
如果我们愿意成为神可用的器皿来做行他的旨意，
you have to give your heart to the Lord.
你必须立志来跟随主。
You purpose in your heart. This is what I want.
你立志在你的心里立志说这是我要做的。
Many of us here originally from Far East.
我们这当中很多人我们是从远东来的。
One day, you move everything from Far East to here.
有一天我们把很多把所有东西都抛下，我们搬来这里。
How did you come?
你怎么来这里？
Just drift over, bought a ticket, and here I am.
你就是买了机票，然后就来到这里吗？
No, it's not that easy.
不是那么容易。
If you want to come to this country, there are very criteria you have to meet.
如果要来到这个国家，有很多的这个步骤，我们必须要达到才行。
I don't know how English said, Chinese said, 过五关斩六将。You have to conquer many, many difficult steps. One, two, three, four. Finally, you came.
你必须要历经很多的困难，然后你才能够来到这里。
And very difficult one, it will be the issue of visa, right?
第一个很大的问题就是这个签证的问题。
Oh, it's very difficult to get a U.S. visa.
这个拿到美国签证是很难的事情。
When you receive it, oh, thank God.
你得到了你就感谢神。
But all these steps, many people get discouraged.
但是在这些所有要经过步骤当中，很多人他们就气馁。
But who can persist to the end?
但谁能够支持到最后呢？
Who?
谁？
Those who said in his heart, said, I'm going without, regardless what kind of problem I face.
那些立志在他心里，我不管面临什么困难，我都要来的这些人。
For young people, if you want to finish college,
你们年轻人，你们如果想要从大学毕业
，go to a good university or receive whatever your dream is.
你们想要上一个好的大学，或者想要达到你们的梦想
，you think you can just drift and it will happen automatically?
你们想你们可以这么做白日梦，然后就会事情就会发生吗
？No way. Although many of young people are really daydreaming.
不会，但是我现在很多年轻人是真的有点在做白日梦。
If you really want to get somewhere, you have to wake up and really make a resolution.
你如果能够达到你的目标，你就必须要清醒，然后能够真正的痛下决心。
Right? In this world, you want to be successful, you have to make a resolution.
在这个世界上，你要成功，你就必须痛下决心。
And then in the spiritual realm, things concerning God.
然后在属灵上，关于神的事情。
You have to do exactly the same.
你必须要同样的做这样的事情。
Set in your heart.
你在你的心里。
Purpose in your heart.
你要痛下决心。
Number one, study the word.
第一，我们要读神的话。
You have to understand what God has said.
你必须要能够了解神所说的话。
If I mention Book of Ezra, you never really heard of it, then you're in trouble.
如果提到以斯拉记，如果你从来没有读过，那你就有麻烦了。
How can you do God's will if you don't even know where is Book of Ezra?
如果你怎么样行神的旨意，如果你连以斯拉记在哪里都不知道。
So you have to make a resolution. Lord, I'm going to study your word.
你必须要下决心，就是神，我愿意来读你的话语。
How many of us willing to do this today?
我们当中有哪些我们愿意这么做呢？
Many people will say, "Oh, Jonathan, you did for me. I will just listen."
很多人说，彭弟兄，你就替我读，我就听你讲道就好了。
No, that's I cannot eat for you. You have to eat on your own.
我不能替你吃，你必须要自己去吃。
The way you grow up is not because your parents eat for you.
你长大并不是你的父母替你吃食物。
Many times, maybe you wish.
有很多时候也许你愿意你的
But no, no, not even your parents can help you to eat for you.
但是即使你的父母也没办法帮你吃。
You have to eat the food yourself.
你必须要吃这些食物你吃。
So I cannot study Bible for you.
所以我没办法为你来研究这个圣经。
You have to study the word of God yourself.
你必须自己来研读这个圣经。
And then you better make up your mind.
所以你必须要自己能够立志。
Number two.
第二
practice it.
我们必须要遵行。
Whenever you see the word of God, say, Lord, help me to do it.
当你看到神的话语，你就讲说，主啊，求你帮助我来实行。
If you never practice it, then it's a theory.
如果你从来不做，这只是个理论。
Then it's a nothing good will happen.
就没有任何好的果效会发生。
Lord, now I'm too old. I cannot.Remember all the God's word.
你说我太老了，我没办法记住所有神讲的话。
In China, I see a lot of old women, old sisters.
在大陆我碰到很多的这个老的姐妹。
They never been properly educated.
他们从来没有受过好的教育。
They cannot read newspapers.
他们报纸都看不懂。
But they can study the word of God, Bible.
但是他们可以研读。神的话就是圣经。
Don't ask me how.
但你不要问我为什么。
I don't know, it's a miracle.
我不知道这是个奇迹。
But why miracle happened to these sisters?
但为什么这奇迹会发生在这些
姐妹身
上？非常简单。
She hungered for the word of God.
非常简单，因为她对神的话，她非常的渴慕。
They are not very young. They are very, usually they have white silver hair.
他们都不是年轻人，他们通常都是满头白发的。
Today we have Bible, you know, maybe in your house you have quite a few Bibles.
我们今天我们大家都有圣经，大家家里也有很多的圣经。
But do you just Sunday bring it here? Or as many of us never even bother to bring your own Bible. You use the Bible over there, you just borrow it.
你是不是礼拜天就掸掸这个圣经上灰尘把它拿来教会，或者是有的人根本就不带圣经，就拿那个书架上的圣经。
You only touch Bible when you come to church, right?
你就来到教会你才碰圣经。
That is a sin.
这是个罪。
Listen carefully. If you only touch Bible when you come to the church, that is a sin.
如果大家请仔细听，如果你只有来到教会你才碰圣经，这是一个罪。
You have to study the Word of God.
你必须要研读神的话。
We all do, no one exception.
我们都必须要研读，没有任何例外。
And practice it.
而且要能够实行。
And then you can teach this to the younger generation.
然后我们就可以把这个教给年轻的一代。
You are example to everybody else.
你是所有其他人的这个楷模。
So this is how the Lord in heaven.Wants his children to grow in this matter of God's ministry.
所以这就是神在天上神他要在神家里怎么样成长。
You will see when they really study the word of God, suddenly they realize they have something wrong.
你会发现他们真正好好研读神的话，他们就会明白他们身上有些问题。
What's the problem?
这什么问题呢？
If you read chapter 9,
如果你读以斯拉记第九章
From verse 2 to 3, 2 to 4,
从第二到第四节
They discover they have problem.
他们发现自己有问题
Chapter 9, verse 2 to verse 4,
第九章第二到第四节
I will ask the Chinese read it, and then the English will follow it.
我们只光用中文来读第二到第四节，然后英文读者就跟着。好，我们大家请。因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂，而且首领和官长在这世上为罪魁。我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而坐。凡为以色列神言语战惊的，都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到我这里来。我就惊惧忧闷而坐，直到献晚祭的时候。
Okay, what from God's word? What do they see?
从神的话，他们看到什么事情
？What's their problem?
他们的问题是什么
？Their marriage.
他们的婚姻。
Their marriage has serious trouble.
他们的婚姻有极大的问题。
Why? For the young people, they date non-believers.
年轻人他们是跟这些不信神的人在一起。
For the older generation, they let their young people do that.
那老的一代，他让年轻人做这些事情。
And who is doing that?
但谁在做这些事情呢？
Those leaders,
就是这些首领们。
They themselves set a wrong example.
他们自己做了一个错误的例子。
They condone the situation.
他们任凭这些事情发生。
Because that's the way everybody think marriage is a free love, free everything, you know, you do, that's the world doing, we are part of the world. Why not?
他们就认为婚姻就是自由的恋爱，大家都这么做，我们为什么不能呢？
But when they read the word of God,
但他们读到神的话
They realize God cannot allow us to do this.
他了解到神不愿意让我们这么做。
So you will see when Ezra heard about this situation, he torn his clothes and lay before the Lord and repent.
所以当以斯拉听到这事情，他就撕裂他的衣服跟外袍，然后他就跪倒在神的面前来忏悔。
And if you read from verse 13 to 15,
如果你们读第十三到第十五节
See how he prayed.
你们看看以斯拉怎么祈祷。
We're reading English and the Chinese text will follow.
我们用英文来读呢，中文读者就跟。
And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and our great guilt, since thou our God has requited us less than our iniquities deserve and has given usAn escaped remnant as this, shall we again break thy commandments and intermarry with the people who commit these abominations, would thou not be angry with us to the point of destruction until there is neither remnant nor any who escape? O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we have been left an escape remnant, and as it is this day, behold, we are before thee in our guilt, for no one can stand before thee because of this. From this prayer,
从这段祷告,
Ezra pointed out a very serious matter.
以撒指出了一个非常严重的问题。
He said, if we look back, why we were exiled from Jerusalem all the way to Babylon?
他说我们回顾为什么我们会从耶路撒冷被放逐到巴比伦
Because our fathers worship idols.
因为我们的祖先崇拜偶像
Why our fathers worship idols?
为什么我们的祖先崇拜偶像呢
Because their marriage has problem.
因为他们的婚姻有问题
They intermarry with non-believers.
他们与外邦女子通婚
And these non-believers bring in idols.
这些外邦女子就把偶像带入他们家。
So we are our service to God become a mixture.
所以我们对神的侍奉敬拜就变成一个混杂。
Was rejected by God totally.
这完全被神所拒绝。
And we didn't repent, so we were exiled to Babylon.
所以那时候我们没有忏悔，所以我们通通被放逐到巴比伦。
Now suddenly by God's grace we are back.
那现在因着神的恩典，我们回来。
God let us start all over again.
神让我们重新开始。
And suddenly we realize.
然后突然我们了解到。
What? We are practicing exactly what our fathers were doing.
我们现在做的事情跟我们祖先所做的事情一模一样。
So Ezra was trembling.
所以以斯拉非常的战栗。
If God judge our fathers, if we are doing the same sin, commit the same sin as our fathers,Then we will face the same judgment, don't we?
所以神审判了他们祖先，那我们现在做的事情跟我们祖先一样，那神是不是也同样要审判我们呢？
So he trembled. He said, "Oh, God is justice."
所以他非常的恐惧。
He said, "Lord, forgive us."
他说神啊，请你赦免我们。
We have to deal with the sin.
我们必须要来面对我们的罪恶。
If we don't deal this, we will be thrown out again.
如果我们不除掉这些罪孽，我们还会再被放逐。
So if you read the following text, you will find out as he repent before the Lord, all other congregate around him. The whole people come to the temple and wept greatly.
所以你们继续读的话，你就可以看到，当以斯拉做这么样的祷告、认罪悔改的时候，他所有的会众都跟着他一起大哭。
So the whole Israel at that time repent before the Lord.
所以那整个以色列民在神的面前同时的悔改。
They began a big divorce.
他们就开始一个非常大的这个离婚。
They tried to purify themselves.
他们要洁净自己。
And great revival in the country.
所以在这整个国度都起了非常大的这个兴旺。
That is the book of Ezra.
这就是以斯拉记所记载的。
So, brothers and sisters, study Bible is not a ritual.
So, 弟兄姐妹，我们研读圣经并不是一个礼仪。
Because you're a Christian, you have to study Bible.
并不是因为我们是基督徒，我们必须来行这个礼仪。
And every day if you study, then your conscience get feel good.
然后你每天读圣经，你的良心就觉得比较舒坦。
That's no use.
这个是没有用的。
Study Bible is not for study Bible's sake.
我们读圣经并不光是为了就是读圣经。
Study Bible for one purpose.
我们读圣经只有为了这一个缘故。
To discover God's principle.
我们为了要知道神的原则。
So that we can do it.
所以我们能够实行出来。
Our life can live according to God's principle.
我们的生命能够照着神的原则来过。
Then our lives will be blessed.
然后我们的日子就会得到。
Then God will fill His temple, show forth His glory.
然后神就会充满了他的殿，给我们看他的祝福。
Israel can be glory of God.
以色列可以成为神的荣耀。
In the same principle, today His church on earth.
同样的，今天在地上的教会。
If we only keep church Sunday meeting as a ritual, Bible study as a ritual, then nothing will happen.
如果我们把礼拜天的聚会或者是研读圣经就当成一种礼仪的话，没有好的事情会发生。
Unless we follow this example.
除非我们能够照着这个圣经上的例子。
We study, we fear God, we want to do His law.
我们研读圣经，我们敬畏神，我们想要实行他的律法。
If we see any discrepancy in our life, we come and confess, ask for forgiveness.
我们如果发现我们生活当中有任何不合神心意的，我们来到他面前，我们忏悔。
You find out you cheat, you have to come to the Lord, confess your cheating.
你发现 你欺骗，你就必须来到神的面前来求神的赦免。
If you mistreat your wife, mistreat your husband, mistreat your kids, mistreat your boss, you make unhonest business decisions, come before the Lord, confess, repent.
所以你如果对待你的妻子、丈夫、你的儿女有不妥的地方，或者你的上司，或者你任何生意上的往来有任何不妥的事情，你都来到主的面前来向他忏悔。
Our God is God of justice.
我们的神是一个公义的神。
Don't cheat Him.
我们不要欺瞒神。
You can cheat man, but you cannot cheat God.
我们可以蒙骗人，但我们没办法蒙骗神。
You cannot cheat yourself.
你也没办法欺骗自己。
You have to make it right.
你必须要把这些事情都改正过来。
What can make this thing happen? The Word of God.
这件事情如何能够发生呢？我们必须要借着神的话。
What can make this happen? The resolution you make before God.
我们怎么样让这些事情能够实现呢？我们就是要靠着我们在神面前所下的决心。
From Ezra and his generation, we saw that.
从以斯拉他那个世代，我们看到这个。
We see a big revival.
我们看到一个非常大的复兴。
In church history, you see the same thing.
在教会的历史当中，我们也可以看到同样的事情。
So today I'm pleading to every one of us here.
所以今天我向大家来恳求。
If you love God,
如果你爱神
，you love His church,
你爱他的教会
，you yearn for the glory to fill His temple,
你非常渴慕他的荣耀充满他的殿。
Learn from Zerubbabel, learn from Ezra.
我们要向所罗巴伯跟以斯拉来学习。
Then the church of God will be glorified.
然后神的教会就会得到荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, when we come before you, we are humbled.
主来到你面前，我们是谦卑。
Because we really see our shortcoming before you.
我们真正的看到我们自己的不足。
We say we love you.
我们说我们爱你。
But in our deeds,We don't practice it.
但在我们行为上，我们不这么做。
Lord, forgive us.
主，求你原谅我们。
May the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, show forth your light in our hearts.
求圣灵借着神来将你的话语在我们心里打开这个亮光。
Give us the Spirit of repentance.
给我们这个忏悔的灵。
So we can learn from Ezra.
让我们能够向以斯拉来学习。
Determine in our heart,
在我们心里立志。
To study your word,
我们要研读你的话语。
To practice your word,
我们要实行你的话语。
And to teach your word,
而且来教导你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.